All because Christ. Say that with me. All because Christ. A, B, C. I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me? Christ Jesus. Who is Jesus in the Bible? And what are some scriptures? And what's his names in the Bible? And what do they mean? And I'm just opening up the Bible with you. I've gone through the effort to put them up here. Let's see how they go today. And we'll just make some comments as we go along the way. We've already looked at all the A's. We looked at the A's last week. Amen? And we can't go back and do that. Let's start today. We're picking it up. Are y'all with me? You ready? Jesus. Who is Jesus according to the Word of God? All because of Jesus Christ, I what? One more time. All because of Jesus Christ, I what? I can even wake up. Come on, church. Come on. Here we go. We're in the B's. Jesus Christ is the what? He's the beginning of creation. Unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. We see in the Word of God that Jesus Christ created all things. And because of Him, all things are held together. Some people have a view that Jesus is not God. Jesus is God. We believe it's the Scriptures teach clearly. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe back in Genesis 1:26 where God says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. We believe all the way back. Can I explain the Trinity? Not very well. I do know that your body, soul, and spirit, you know, I know that we are different. We're different than an animal. We're created in His likeness, in His image. We can. So the best way to figure out the Trinity is probably look at yourself. You know what I'm saying? But God is three persons. God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ was there at creation. Y'all hearing me today? He didn't come about in Bethlehem. Okay? Yes, He was born, God the Son, for us in Bethlehem. Took on human flesh so He could die on the cross. Very hard to understand. That's why Jesus said you better have some faith in all this stuff. Amen? All right? But He's the beginning of creation. He's the beloved. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. He says you and I, He says He loves His Father. You see this in the book of John. I love my Father. My Father loves me. Okay? And if you keep my commands, we'll love you. Okay? He is the beloved. He is beloved of God. He's God's beloved Son. That's who He is. And you and I can partake in that and be part of Him, part of His love. Does that make any sense to you? That's who He is. Jesus is everything. He's the bishop. For ye were as sheep going astray, but you're now returning to the shepherd and the who? Bishop of your soul. A pastor in the New Testament is called a bishop. Can you say that word with me? Bishop. We watch for your souls. That's part of my job, my calling that God has placed on my life is to care about people who are lost. And I can't explain it, but God put it inside of me to care for lost people. Doesn't matter. I mean, I can see people who are sinners, who are just acting like a fool, crazy people, but somehow I can talk to them and I can see past the craziness and know here's a person that really matters. You hear me? Yes or no? That's part of a pastor's job. Jesus is he's the real pastor. Amen? He's watching for our souls. He cares for our souls. He's the bishop of our what? Of our souls. He cares for us. Jesus Christ is the branch. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at, for behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. When you look at your scriptures, in your Old Testament especially, you'll see that there shall come forth a branch out of the root of Jesse. He'll be born of Jesse, which was David's father. He will come out of the lineage of who? David, and be a branch. And I love that. I love the fact that He's the branch. He reaches out to us. Okay? And He's also, man, He's the tree. You know what I'm saying? You're hooked to Him. Amen? But He's the branch. He's a lot of different things. I can't talk about every one of these, but I'm just showing you, taking you through. He's the bridegroom. I do want to say something about this one. Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast. In a lot of places you can see Jesus is the bridegroom. What are we known as the church? The church is called the what? The bride of who? The bride of Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians, husbands, say this if you don't with me, love your wives as Christ loved the and gave himself. See, he is the bridegroom. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. We're the bride of Christ. Christ is the bridegroom. We're married to Christ, and he ain't the leaving kind. Can you say that with me? He ain't the... Ain't that nice, huh? Say. That's why, especially when I talk to ladies, and had a lady this past week talk to me. Her husband woke up, looked at her and said, I'm leaving you today. Well, he's a great example of Jesus, isn't he? Say. Okay? Thank God Jesus isn't that way. Amen. Say. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to what? Forsake you. He says, no man can pluck you from my hand. Nobody. He is the bridegroom. And I tell a lot of ladies, especially when they've gone through struggles like this, man, I just really want you to start focusing on Jesus. And you let him be your hubby right now. How about that right there? You let him be your hubby. How many ladies you've done that before? You just said Jesus was going to be your hubby right now. I'm telling you right now, I need some help. That's who he is. But fellows, it's hard for us. We have to see that too. I went through that, and I had to see him. I remember him just talking to me, saying, Gary, I'm fine. I'm right here. I ain't leaving you, son. I'm with you. And that gave me comfort. He's the bridegroom. I do want to say something, though, about that. He's the bridegroom. It says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. But what does it say about the wife in that passage? And wives, see that you what? Respect or reverence your husband. Does the Bible say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Or the respect of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Guys, if he's our bridegroom, we're his bride. And we should fear him. You hear me? We should respect him. Oh, he died for me. Is that so we can just live like a crazy person? No. We ought to follow him. Just like in relationship, how a relationship works together. He's the groom. He's the bridegroom. We ought to make the effort to work on our end. Yes or no? Now, he died for us. We don't have to do that part. He died for us. But he does say, carry your cross. Come after me. Follow me. Does that make sense to you? Respect. But with that in mind, fellas, yeah, love your wife like Christ loved the church. Sacrifice. Wives, see that you appreciate and respect that sacrifice. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Uh-oh, I didn't hear much on that one. See that you appreciate and respect that sacrifice. Are you hearing me today? Okay? Marriage is two-way, baby. Yeah. And so is your relationship with Christ. It's not. Yeah, now he died. He did all that. But your relationship is going to come when you respect him. When you respect the Lord. But ladies, I'm telling you, and gentlemen, that working together is so important. Amen? The Bible says over in Ephesians, I know I got off on this a little bit, but this is good for us. In Ephesians, it says, wives, submit to your husband. Does it say that? It does. But before it ever says that, I love this part. Before it ever gets into marriage at all, it says, husband and wives submitting to one another. I like that, don't you? Submitting to one another. And so fulfill the law of Christ when you submit to one another. But keep in mind now, Christ submitted himself. And he humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, so that you and I could be saved. He's already submitted. Amen? And it's our turn now to respect him and to give our life and to respect him as the bridegroom. Amen? And we're the bride. All right? Knew I was going to say that part this morning. The bright morning star. Say that with me. He's the who? Bright morning star.
Man, on your worst day, he's still the bright morning star. Amen?
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David. That's that branch. And I'm the who. He's a bright morning star. Boy, a lot of us could use to remember that. When we're all down and depressed. Nobody cares for me. I can't make it. Yes, you can. You got the bright morning star. Amen? He's awesome. I love Jesus. We're into some C's now. He's the carpenter. Yeah, Jesus was a carpenter. Most people probably don't know this. Did he work with wood? Good chance. Carpenters do work with wood. But where he's from, Nazareth, there's really not any wood. It's all stone. And I've been there many times as they've been teaching and what have you. And a lot of Jesus' work could have probably been with stone. A stone worker. Cutting stone and carving stone and working with stone. Any mason, any brick masons in here? Block layers, anybody like that in the building? He may have laid some block. Can I see your hand? Man, we ain't got hardly no workers in this church. My goodness. Good thing y'all ain't building this building. Come on. No, I'm just kidding with you. He's the Christ. The Messiah. That's who Jesus is. He's the Christ. He's the Messiah. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. The Anointed One. The one sent from God. The Messiah. The one we've been waiting for. The Christ. How about this one? I didn't know he was called this. Did you? Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a who? He's our commander in chief. You understand? You might think, I know you live in America and your president's your commander in chief and that's who's the head of the military and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. Who's our ultimate commander in chief? Somebody give me his name. Jesus. Amen? He's our commander. You might not have known that was in the Bible. He's our commander. He's our what? Our leader. A leader is somebody that leads, somebody you can follow. You can give your life to Christ and you can follow him. Nothing he says in his word, if you don't get all twisted, is going to cause you to screw your life up. You can follow him. He's a great leader. He's a great commander. His commands are not grievous. He said, my burden, he said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is what? It's light. My commands are not grievous. Jesus' commands aren't going to screw your life up. Jesus' commands are not so hard to where you're going to go, oh my God, this is killing me. No. He is your commander, though. Not open for opinion. Go! And you go. Amen? That's why recently the Lord's been laying on my heart, Gary, I didn't call you to keep people. I called you to reach people. Reach people. That's my command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what he told us to do. We're all responsible for that. It's a command. It's not an option. Well, I don't feel like it. Get off your tail. Let's go. Amen. Say. All right. He's the cornerstone. And are built upon the foundation, the apostles, the prophets. Jesus Christ himself is who? He's our chief cornerstone. He's our anchor. Okay? Jesus Christ is, so I what? Let's look at a couple more real quick. Are y'all bored to tears? I'm just going through the Bible. Who is Jesus? See, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, how can I know if I don't know anything? I mean, who is Christ? Who is he in the Bible? He's the day spring through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring on high hath visited us. I love that word, day spring. He's the day star. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, wherein you do well that you take heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the who? Day star arise in your heart. Just quickly. He's a deliverer, and so shall Israel, they shall be saved, as it's written, there shall come out of Zion the who? The deliverer. He's our deliverer. That's who Jesus is. In case you're messed up. I love this verse. I love this saying about Jesus. Jesus then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. In case you're ever questioning, why Jesus? Why should I put my faith in him? He's the only way to God the Father. Say that with me. He's the only You've got to come through Him. One more time. He's the only way to God the Father. You've got to come through Him. He's the door. He's Emmanuel. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, what does Emmanuel mean? God is with us. Isn't that cool? God's with me, no matter where I go, no matter what I'm going through. He's the express image of God. I love this. Who being the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, which He by Himself purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He's the express image of God. Okay? When you've seen Jesus, you've seen God. You're looking at Him. Okay? He's the express image of God, of His person. Jesus Christ is, so I what? One more time. We'll do it a couple of times because we're out of time. Jesus Christ is, so I. Jesus Christ, so I. How many will be honest with me this morning? Pastor, I didn't know He was all that. Can I see your hand? Good. See, that's good for our hearts today. Let's stand on up this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for being with me this morning. Turned out to be a pretty good crowd. How many came in late? You didn't get your clock working. Few of you. Yeah, I got you. Amen. Can we take our hands and put them together and thank Him for His word this morning? Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your word. Amen.